Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I hope you have the agenda in front of you. It's contained the document ECE Trans WP5 GE52. We have six items on the agenda. However, the most important ones are item 2 and 3. So the item 2 is on the cycling network, and the number 3 is on cycling infrastructure definitions and standards. For the session, we will be working with 5 documents. For the agenda item 2, we have informal document number 1 and 2. In number 1, we have the very first draft of a guide for designating a cycling network. And the informal document number 2 is on specific cycling routes parameters and usage categories. Then for the agenda item 3, we will work with 3 documents. First of all, we will continue working with the document ECE Trans WP5 2021/6, in which we had the draft definitions for the various types of cycling infrastructure. We have been working with this document at the previous session. We went through a number of those draft definitions, and in today's meeting, we are supposed to start from the definition of the grade separated cycling crossing. And then we have also a informal document number 3 for that very session. That document contains information on, well, or proposals for the cycle definition, and also on provisions for markings and for traffic light signals. And finally, we have also for the session a document number 4, informal document number 4. This one provides modified and additional proposals as per the request at the previous sessions for definitions of cycling, of types of cycling infrastructure. In addition, of course, to these two substantive items, we have the usual items, which is on other business, date and place of the next meeting, and summary of main decisions. Mr. Chair, with your permission, also a couple of household issues. So the meeting, obviously, is an official meeting with interpretation in or between the 3 UNECE languages, that is English, French and Russian. However, I should indicate that the full interpretation is provided over the course of the meeting for statements made from the room. And for online statements, we will only be able to benefit from interpretation for the first 30 minutes of online statements. And then it will continue to be the statement in the original language as provided. So these are the current rules. And this is not there is not much that the Secretariat can do about it. I should also, in addition, make a statement on the meetings starting from 1st January 2023. So that would concern our subsequent session. It has been decided at the United Nations that for meetings to be held in hybrid format, so in a format like today's meeting, there will be extra budgetary funding necessary to offer the virtual participation. Now, since we don't have extra budgetary funding available that is earmarked for hybrid participation, that pretty much means that the next meeting we only will be able to organize as an in-person meeting, so with participation here in Geneva, without really the online participation. At the same time, at the Secretariat, we are still exploring possibilities whether we will be able to ensure some kind of either passive participation or participation online in one language only. But this is still in the process of exploration. And of course, as soon as the Secretariat will understand what's the possible solution to offer, we will be then informing you in course or in a run up to that, to the next meeting. At the same time, of course, if you could maybe plan your in-person participation for the upcoming session, for the session in March of 2023, that of course will be highly appreciated and will of course facilitate the interaction and the discussions in the meeting. So this is, Mr. Chair, the introduction of the agenda, as well as a couple of household issues, including for the upcoming session. So back to you, Mr. Chair.